next to you, there's no limit in God. Now think about that for a moment. Think of Paul, Salah. There's no limit in God. There's no limit in what God can do. Huh? And there's no limit in what God wants to do for you. He good. Now, for note's sake, sit down. For note's sake. Because I'm going to make a statement, and you know, we've been talking about how worship takes you to another level. We want you to understand, I want to say it to you again. We thank God for his goodness. That's first step. Second step, you praise God for his greatness. And now you're ready to worship. You worship him for his holiness. A lot of times people try to worship God before they thank him and before they praise him. But no, you got to spend some time in thanksgiving. You got to spend some time in praise. Then you're ready to step off into his presence, his holiness. I'm going to reveal to you seven supernatural pockets that you can put your heart and your hand into and receive manifestations from God like never before. When the Lord said to me, he said, no, this seven supernatural pockets, like pocket, like, you know, like pocket. So some of y'all men said, put your hand in your pocket. Like pocket, I want you to know, yeah, something in there for you. And that's, you know, that's the way God, so I'm going to start giving them to you, and all you got to do is push your heart and your hand in that pocket, and something supernatural going to happen. Thank you, man. Now, we're going to begin and add on to the teaching on worship. You know, God said in John 4, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And now we're coming to these three legs here of his goodness, his greatness, and then you get to the place where you understand his holiness. Okay? And so, I want you to hear this before we read from Psalm 95, because I want you to know this is the Holy Ghost. Unusual worship, or worship unusual, opens the supernatural realm. Unusual worship, or worship unusual, opens the supernatural realm. In other words, it's uncommon. Uncustomary worship. Being out of the ordinary worship. See, only the Holy Spirit can take you there. But when that happens, it opens. It's an open in heaven. If God can hear the right sound and get the right signal from a group of people, the heavens open. And God began to do things out of the ordinary.
Yes, yes, he does.
I believe he can do something here this morning.
Yes, he can.
And so, to get your thought, even before I give you the seven pockets, these supernatural pockets, and explain them to you, worship releases the gifts of the Spirit. Or worship releases the gift, the Spirit. You got to listen to me now. The Holy Spirit, he's a gift, isn't he? And he's the one, he's the executive of supernatural thing. That's why we got to get empty, get out of the way, and let the executive work. Okay? And you know, 1 Corinthians 12 tells us about those nine manifestations. Worship, open that up for you. And then I asked the question, could it be that much of the supernatural has been blocked by people who are stuck on themselves? And the Holy Spirit can't work, see. First of all, to really enter into God's presence, you must deny yourself from being in control. Then I wrote, it's not about you and me. And then substitutions for real praise, real worship, real thanksgiving, will not work in God's presence. You must be real. Now, I don't know one way to be real is by his word and by his spirit. See, the flesh cannot dwell in God's presence. And I think the 95th Psalm, if you turn there now, bespeaks some things that we need to look at. Three verses there I want to look at in the 95th Psalm. And then we're going to hit those seven pockets right quick. Psalm 95. Notice the second verse now. Notice the second verse. What it says? Yeah, and I see, but in order to do that, you have to have a taste of his goodness. I want to know if anybody here ever had a taste of any goodness from God. Oh, well, let me ask it another way. Have God ever done anything for you? So that means you have something this morning to be thankful for. Is that right over here? God, let me see can somebody go over here with me. God has done so much for me. I dare not be silent when his name is called. I got to make some noise when somebody talk about his goodness. And so that's what the psalm is saying here. The psalm is saying, let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let's make a what? Joyful noise unto him with song. Third verse says, for the Lord is what? He's a great what? God is a great God and a great king. Then we go to verse 6, because we got a lot of work to do today. Verse 6. Once you know how to thank him, and once you know how to praise him, verse 6 tells us now we're ready to do this. Oh, come. Let us worship. And you saw people doing that this morning, you see. A lady was on her face, the other was on her knees. And let us kneel before the Lord, our maker. You got to do that sometime in your private time. Fall on your face. Now, that first supernatural pocket that God wanted to see this morning is his goodness. Now, you know, if you're a Bible student, the psalmist says, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all days of my life. Then the Bible also talks about Jesus saying, I am the good shepherd. And know what he did? The good shepherd gave his life for the sheep. I'm born again because he did that. Then the Bible gave me courage in Romans 8:28. Look there. The Bible gave me courage in Romans 8:28. The Bible said all things work together for good for them who love God and called according to his purpose. Woo, Jesus. What a word. All things work together for good. You see, and that's talking about that come off the porch of praying in the spirit. You see, praying, that come off. You see, you look at Romans 8:26-27. That come off, I say it in a way that you understand it, you see. That come off the porch of praying in the spirit. You don't just jump to verse 28. You got to stand on the porch a while and pray in tongue, and then things start working out. You ever been on the porch? See, and you get to a place that all things work together for good for them that love God. He's a good God. And the Bible is full of his goodness. The Bible says God will not hold no good thing from them who walk uprightly. Say the Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
And I'm glad about it.
Yeah, his goodness. His where you slept at last night, his goodness was hovering over where you slept last night. Your roof didn't take care of you last night. It was the goodness of God who was over your house or over your trailer over your apartment where you slept last night. It was his goodness was covering you. See, Satan wanted to come in, but God wouldn't let him come in. His goodness was over your house as a shield. So say thank you. You drove here this morning, didn't you? Huh? Huh? It was his goodness that had that steering wheel with you. You can't drive by yourself. So we got a lot to be thankful for. I can stay right there. But that's a pocket I want you to keep your hand and your heart in. Don't be talking about, don't be complaining all the time. You know, you got something you can say thank you for. If your tooth hurt, your hand feel good. Thank him for your hand. I tell you, you start thanking God for his goodness, and guess what's going to happen? More good going to come to you. So say it right now. Thank you, Lord, for all the good things you've done for me. And tell him, I mean it. And tell somebody next to you, my God is a good God. And tell them, you better know it. That next supernatural pocket that you can put your heart and hand in, I mean in time when things look like they're not going right, his greatness. Cassius Clay wasn't the greatest. He was great in boxing, but the greatest is right here in this house. And I got some visitors here this morning. It's 1 Chronicle 29. It give us some marks, or if you want to get technical, some demarcations of God. It labels God like he should be labeled. There's 1 Chronicle 29. I mean, I almost can't read this. Because when I think about this, man, and he's my God, and he could handle things, my goodness, and he did big, huh? And you know, I'm not going to cry about no little snare or something come up. I know he can work it out. What? Yeah, man, yeah, he can work it out. I'm telling you, he can work it out. I feel like preaching up in here. I tell you, listen, he can work it out. How many know he can work it out? Work what out? Anything. If we Christians start wearing this type of testimony and these type of badges, many people get saved. We can't be out there hopping with them. They ain't got no God, and we got a God, and we ain't no better off now. You can't let the devil bless worldly folks more than God bless you. Y'all don't want to talk to me now, yeah? Notice the 11th verse, if you can hold on. Put your seatbelt on. Notice the 11th verse. When you talk about this pocket of greatness, thine, O Lord, is the greatness, and it goes on, and the power, and the glory, and the victory. Just go on. You keep on going. It's hard to describe. God is not easy to describe. Why? His character is so big, and he's so powerful. You can't contain him in words. There's no word that can contain God. God is more powerful than words. We're doing the best we can with this Bible, but you can't really explain him. You can't really tell how great he is. There's no words. I mean, Hebrews, Greek, English. There's just no word that can explain God. He's beyond explainable. Well, y'all must be don't know him. Y'all must be know another God. Y'all must be know a God y'all can explain. But see, this man doing the best he can. He's trying to explain to us something about him. But you can't really say everything about him because he is everything. You come in God's presence. You ain't come to play no ping pong game. You come in somebody can do anything. Somebody can give you a new lung and a new kidney at one time. If they ever get an opening, something gonna happen up in here. If we can preach these portals open and the supernatural will manifest in here, somebody gonna holler, "Wow, I got a new heart." They'll know it because it'll be different. You can't describe it. I mean, you say two things and four other things show up. So this boy doing the best he can. He said, majesty of all that is in the heaven. Now notice that. All that is in the heaven. You with me? All that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Now Psalm 24:1 told us about that. The earth is the Lord, right? And the fullness thereof, and the world, and they that dwell in the world. That's what the book say. And then it goes on to say, and it didn't quit that. And in the earth is thine, and thine is the kingdom. Kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. You ever had any joy in the Holy Ghost? You ever danced like a beast on you? I mean, God done something for you. You just mind your own bit. All of a sudden, God show up, and you're by yourself, and I mean, you just get happy. I see some of y'all that never experienced it. And you just got happy. God showed up. Dance like a beast on you, boy. Run like a bear behind you. Say, what's wrong with you? I'm just happy. I know a man. He'd gone home to be the Lord. He was a good Christian man. He walked so fast. He walked so fast he'd leave his car a lot of time. His name was Horace Poplar. Mr. Horace, you know what I'm talking about, free. Horace walked so much, he forgot his car. He's a fast walker. And so, I got to go back and get my car. And sometimes God's so good to you, you just leave all your problems. Don't go back and get them. No, don't go back. You walk right out of a lion den. You walk right out of a fire funny. You walk right out of a Goliath. You walk right. You don't know how you got there, but you walk out of it because the goodness of God. He's great. When a giant arises in your life, you listening? When a giant arises in your life, say great. He know what you're talking about. You see, he think he a giant. Something to come in your life that think you can't handle. You just rise up and say, great. You don't have to call God name. Just say, great. He understand the language. So you put your hand in his pocket. Put your heart in his pocket. It's a supernatural pocket of greatness. You have no business being a child of God being normal. You're designed to be great because you serve a great God. Your home's supposed to be great. Then he said, but, you know, he exalted above all, head of all, both riches come, and honor come of thee, and thy reign is over all, in thy hand is power and might, in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. I mean, ain't just Baptists can shout off of this. Any Christian should shout off of this. See, because the Baptists are shout. Y'all don't know how to shout. Baptist people shout. Third pocket. Now, this one is this. Somebody gonna shout in here. Because when I give this third pocket, This third supernatural pocket is here, his glory. Now wait a minute. No, you ain't gonna shout yet. Let me tell you what his glory is. Then you get ready to shout. Let me tell you what his glory is. His glory. Now I know you got your hand in his goodness, his greatness, and his glory. Now here's what his glory is. All that he is, all that he has, and all that he can do. Now go ahead and shout. All that he is, all that he has, and all that he can do. If you don't shout on that, you don't have nothing. And I have the right, son, to put my hand in that kind of pocket because I'm his child. I can put my hand in his pocket. See, Leroy can put his hand in my pocket. I know he's not a pickpocket. He's not going to try to pick my pocket. But he got a right to see what I got in my pocket just to reassure himself that he's all right. He's my son. You're pretty good going to my pocket this morning, too. My pocket. A God pocket a lot bigger than this pocket because there's healing in God's pocket. Longevity, long life. Is he in there? Glory! See, you see my preaching has changed because I'm trying to get a hole open. Apostolically, I'm trying to get a hole open because I want to see some miracles. How many of y'all want to see some miracles? We had, what, two testimonies from last Sunday. That girl that she had a hand. Your hand wasn't working right, baby? It's working right now? Hold it up and work it for me. She had been in an accident. She couldn't move her hand. She called my trailer and said, after we prayed, her hand started moving. That's what I'm talking about. Work it again for me. Work it. Hold it up again. Work it. Now, see? Look. And then there was another one my trailer told me. My wife Montreal, another one told me. What happened with her? What happened with her? What happened? Last Sunday. What happened? It cracked, and was it all right after I laid a hand on you? How it is now? It's better? Whole lot better, or just a little better? Whole lot better. Then I told them my trainers. My leaders, I had a meeting with them this morning, and the lady, Joanne, not yet, because Joanne cooking for me, Harry's wife, she's cooking for me, and take care of me good, Harry, I appreciate it, man. But Joanne run my house, and the lady come in to my gate bell, and the mayor lady, and she said, I had so many problems. She said, I was worried, and just know how I'm going to make it. She said, but when I put my hand on that bell, she said, wait a minute. She said, a breeze came over me and everything left. That's what I'm talking about. If the shadow of Peter healed, our shadow ought to do something. Let's go to the next pocket. Now this next pocket gonna sting a little bit. And we don't know much about it. But praise God, we're going to get to know it. Turn to Isaiah chapter 9. And it's good. It's a good pocket to know about. But the church has known very little about it because of fear. Because of religion. Because of denomination. Because of tradition. Our spiritual lights has been dim.
Right.
But another a portion of Isaiah say, arise and shine. For his light has risen. Huh?
Right.
And so until we get government straight in the church and trust somebody, trust God to use somebody.
Come on, Apostle.
and recognize the fruit in somebody's life that God really using them. That you can submit, admit, and be able to receive what you need to receive that you couldn't get by yourself. Why would he set up government if government wasn't needed? And with that government come authority, huh? Correction, whatever need to be done. So I want you to see this next pocket here. In Isaiah 9, you there? Verses 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government, underline that, and the government, and that's spiritual government there now. And now we're not talking about natural government, we're talking about spirit. The government shall be on what? Upon what? His shoulder. Man, let him handle it. Yield to him. Oh, my. I feel God about to do something here right now. See, just Harold, just thinking about letting God handle it. Stop trying to handle it yourself. And let God carry. That's something you can't carry. It's too heavy for you. But you got to be under his government, because his government going to give you a word, give you an insight, give you a prayer. Two crazy deacons talking about let's vote. Ain't got no time for vote, man. It's government. This is authority. They could have got so blessed at an old, uneducated, bald-head preacher's daughter. Yeah, now he going home to be the Lord. If they just would have listened to him, but they always was trying to rule him. I saw, but the man was going in the spirit. They took him out, pick him up out the spirit. And he had something to tell them, but they couldn't get it. They weren't voting. Robert Raw ruled the order and all this old crazy stuff in God's house, and won't let God government function like it should function. And be a Moses and stretch out the rod and the Red Sea open up. And a Joshua say, march around the wall of Jericho. And when I tell you, shout, shout. Nobody make no noise till I tell you. But shucks, you can't do that now. Everybody will open their mouth. Right, I got something to say. I got a revelation here. Shut up. Didn't the wall of Jericho fall down? Huh? They had government in place. They had an anointed man hearing from God, giving instruction. That's why the Red Sea opened up. That's why Goliath fell down. I don't care how big he was. David had instruction from God. And God, he said, I don't need your armor. We take up on too much of the world stuff. We don't need it. I don't need no psychology. I don't need no trigonometry. I need the voice of God. Huh. Somebody's knee just popped. It was out of place, but it gone back in place. I heard it. So if you had any kind of knee problem, you better check it. Somebody, a knee popped in you a few seconds ago. It's a popped, it popped and fixed. That's what I'm talking about, man. I want to get an opening. All I need is an opening in the spirit world and hear God. You see? See? Oh, it'll come up. If it ain't here, it's on the internet. I heard a pop knee. I could hear it on the internet too. In the spirit. Roku too, whatever you call it. Now watch this. Watch what we've been missing. Here, watch what we've been missing now. Here it come. Tell somebody, here it come. All right, 9, 6, and 7. I'm going to try to read the whole thing. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, ooh, Lord, the Mighty God. Here we go again. They're trying to describe him. The Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. You see what they call him? Now notice this seventh verse. How many of y'all believe in increase? How many of y'all ready for increase right now? Keep that hand up. Keep that hand up. You ready? You ready? You're ready for increase. Let me tell you something that's holding your increase back. The increase is that God has a special way designed to minister to you and for you, and you have to accept it by faith. Yes, and he's gonna use people that is no greater than you. But it's just because he called them and he sent them to you for you to tell you what he wants to tell you, that you can get what he wants you to have. So I'm gonna go ahead and do it. I call the increase on your life right now. Every increase you need, it will start right now. And increase will be your testimony. I just got to tell somebody what God has done for me. You receive it? I'm talking about good increase. See, it's up on us now. And as we understand, my sisters and brothers, I'm almost through. As we understand, we're putting our hand, what pocket is this? The fifth pocket? Number the fourth pocket? It went to goodness, greatness, glory. Now we're in government. See, government is a pocket. And government is a pocket that the church totally missed. They don't know nothing about it. So let me tell you somebody. Sit down. You took the increase? Yes, sir. I receive. And I notice this voice, the seventh voice. This is something we've been missing, Wilbert. We've been missing this. Watch this. Of the increase of his government. Now, I got to explain this. His government is his fivefold ministry gift and anybody they appoint. It's a terrible thing to leave home and nobody miss you. Wow. You're going on like normal, everything normal, you know? That mean you wasn't contributing nothing. I say that to say this. I know boys got to go on vacation and stuff and do with our grandchildren. She was here Wednesday, miss her. Miss her voice, miss her. I look at her seat, I see what's happening. That's when people, you know, they got others that are in your life there, but I'm just telling you, make yourself valuable. Don't just be a vagabond hanging around. Make yourself valuable. Make a sound. Give a signal. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be what? So here, if you understand this, this morning you step in knowing an increase. What am I telling you? Tweet that. Instagram that. Here at Word of Life Christian Center this morning, we stepped into knowing an increase. Because our understanding is being clear that God never runs out. He runs your cup over. He's the ever-increasing God. Hallelujah. And I'm his child. I have an ever-increasing. You want to hear what's coming out of my mouth now? I have an ever-increasing relationship with God. Tell somebody that. Man, that's powerful. That's powerful. That came out of the spirit realm, Deborah. I have an ever-increasing relationship with God. What kind of increase can God bring? Now I'm trying to listen to the Spirit while I'm preaching. Somebody was stuck at a level. This morning you will pull out. Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. See, when I said an ever-increasing relationship, see, everybody don't need to know your business. But somebody in here been stuck, and more than one, you've been stuck at a certain level. Don't seem you can get out of that level. Well, this morning you just got a hookup. In the spirit, you about to break level.
Hallelujah!
Woo! Woo! That's what I like, man. Woo! Yeah, yeah. Say, I never heard that term. I almost can't say it again. Increase, what did I say, increased relationship? Ever increasing relationship with God. Now, all you got to do is remind yourself. Don't care how it look, remind yourself. The man of God said, I was there on purpose, and he was talking to me. I have an ever-increasing relationship with God, so I'm about to get some increase in my life. In every aspect of my life, about to increase. Listen to me. I'm about to expand. Think about to enlarge in my life. Now, there's a term I want to give you. Most people don't like this term, but I'm going to give it to you. You remember it because we're all on diets and different stuff, trying to run and trying to lose some weight. But a term called fat, F-A-T. Yeah, because I'm about to give you something that's going to keep you in your increase flow. Fat. The F stands for faithful. The A stands for available. And the T stands for teachable. And if you stay there, you're constantly be on the increase. Fat. Everybody say fat. We don't like to say it, you see. But you see, you got to stay faithful, and you got to be available, Calvin, and you got to be teachable. Government. I'm teaching you, baby. I'm teaching you, baby. You getting taught. Well, you leave here and act like you ain't heard nothing, but you getting taught. And I want you to remember it by fact. I'm going to stay faithful, I'm going to stay available, and I'm going to stay teachable. I got that out of them tapes. Let me try to get another pocket here. We ain't got our hand in his increase, no one leave. But government first, see. Now, watch what it says. Watch what it says. The seventh verse. I can't get away from the seventh verse, Leroy. The seventh verse. Why? This thing's so powerful. Of the increase of his government. See, the devil don't want us to know this. The devil don't want us to have a governmental relationship. See. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, watch it now, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice for evermore, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. It reminds me of Romans 4:21. Turn there. You come to the, I'm fully persuaded. I'm fully persuaded that what? He has promised. Come on, get it up on the board, yeah. Romans 4, I think it's 4:21. That's the right verse? That Romans 4:21, that's it? For I'm fully persuaded that what he has promised, he is also able to perform. You believe that? Then the fifth pocket, and you know, I'm not going to stay on the fifth pocket long because the fifth pocket speaks for itself, the gift. John 3:16. Huh? John 1:12. The gift. For God so loved the world. He gave his only begotten Son that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. See, if you really feed on the scripture, when he said not perish, that don't mean just not going to hell. That mean that you can't fail in nothing. If you in Christ, in him, you pass every test. In him, every other gift got to bow to you. In him, if you really believe in him, he's a gift. He's the gift. He's the gift of all gifts. He makes everything happen. He makes everything work. Do you hear me? He is Jesus is the gift. If you got him, you got everything. Thank God I got him. And he got me. You put your hand in the pocket of the supernatural, the gift of Christ. Then from this gift, then come grace and truth. Put your hand, one hand in the pocket of grace and the other hand in the pocket of truth. He was full of grace and truth. Undeserved. Unmerited. Unearned. Favor. Turn to Psalm 512. I surround you today because you came to church. I surround you with favor. Favor to the left. Favor to the right. Favor in front of you and favor behind you. Your life is a life of favor. Look what he said in Psalm 512. What did he say he did? He surrounds you with the shield of favor. That's Psalm 512, isn't it? It's in the book, isn't it? I got to hurry. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous. How many righteous folks we got in here? With favor will thou compass him as with a shield. Now, you know what he means? He's dropping stuff off. Every day Christmas. If you got the real Jesus. The gift's dropping stuff off to his people because he want to show himself strong in the earth's realm. That's why God bless you. God bless you so he can show himself strong in the earth's realm. That's why the devil don't want you blessed because you advertise them for God. That's why he tell you all them lies that you don't want this, you don't want it. Yeah, you want it. God, yeah, you want it. You're going to get it too because God wants you to have it. The devil just trying to tell you all that stuff, trying to block you out with all the old religious spirit. Talking about, you know, you don't need this, you don't need that. Nobody asks you nothing. We quit eating possum a long time ago. We don't eat now. I used to eat possum. We don't eat no possum no more. We had possum because that ain't nothing else. We had to eat the possum. But now we're not eating the possum. I eat steaks now and stuff, you know. Because, I mean, it's a new era. Y'all ain't got to keep eating the possum. Don't keep eating possum religion. You know, old possum then. Don't keep eating that old possum. No, you can eat ham and steaks now because you got a breakthrough. Don't eat too much of it, though, right, Doc? I got it. I don't know what you're doing. In moderation. Sometimes your blessing can kill you if you don't know how to handle it. I know if I can eat, I eat everything I want to eat, and I'm able to buy everything I want to eat, but I can't eat all that stuff if I want my life to expand to be a preacher, be here with you, and then I want my suit to fit. I can't eat all that stuff, so I don't eat it. Like it, I get the sugar free, and I'm on 102 calories. One donut with Krispy Kreme donut. How many calories? What you tell that? Huh? One Krispy Kreme donut is 200 calories. And you sat there and had six of them. Six of them. You know, when they're hot, you can't eat two. We was out of town. Me and some of my sons and the guys from all over the world, from Virginia, from Ohio, Carolina. So we go and look for some Krispy Kreme donut. And so now we get there, we see the line, Gene. We see the sugar dropping by the pound. You see it. You ever saw a Krispy Kreme, the slot running? We looking at the sugar. We had six anyway. Now I'm told every now and then you can get one. I don't want to kill all your spirit. And then number seven, sit down, I want you to get number seven. Number seven has to do with activating the other six. Gratty.
Oh my God.
Number seven is gratty. I'll put the N on when you help me. Gratty. Gratitude. Be thankful all the time. No matter what's going on, say, Lord, I thank you. Okay? Okay, now give me, what is this? I got 12 minutes. What is 20 minutes or 12? Now, God's glory is manifested by his presence. Now, God's glory is all that he is, all that he has, and all that he can do. You got that?
Yes, sir.
All right. So when God's glory shows up, all that show up. 2 Thessalonians. Am I preaching what you can hear me?
Yes, sir.
I mean, we want lives to change. You can eat a donut every now and then, but we want lives to change. And don't be eating donut every weekend. Tell my pray for me. My sugar high. Yeah, I guess so. You took a sugar high. You had 9 donuts. There in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, I'm going to give you a point here that you can work with. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 14. You there? Are you there? Church. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me tell you what happened when that glory. Put this down. Recognize that you are called to obtain his glory. Let me tell you two things about that. Then I'm going to tell you something about the glory. By faith, begin to act upon what God has revealed to you through his scripture. The scripture. That I'm a glory carrier. That means I'm carrying all that God is. Good God Almighty. I'm carrying all that God has. It's available to me 24 hours a day. And I'm carrying all that God can do. At any moment, I can have a manifestation or a demonstration that shocked this world because I'm a carrier. I'm a container of God's glory. Oh, man. Oh, man, y'all robbing me. You understand what I'm saying? Do you understand the word coming out of my mouth? I'm a glory carrier. And at any moment, my faith can activate the glory that's on the inside of me, and I turn into another man. Jesus took the boys up on the mountain with him one time. Got the praying there, and the inside came on the outside. The glory that was on the inside came on the outside, and his clothes turned white as snow. That boy got so nervous, the boy wanted to build some tabernacle. The boy said, let's build 3. Now the Lord said, calm down. We got to do more ministry. We ain't got time to build no tabernacle up here. We got to go back down. But that's time in your life. If you recognize that you were called to carry his glory, and that you understand that glory is on the inside of you right now, and if you believe it and activate that glory, supernatural things got to happen. All that God is become available to you. All that God has become available to you. All that God can do become available to you. That's why you can't be jammed. That's why you can't be stopped. That's why you can't be paralyzed. There's a glory on the inside of you. The same glory that was in Jesus is on the inside of me. Glory.
Glory.
I'm not by myself. I'm a glory. I'm a glory container. I'm a glory carrier. I could activate the supernatural if I just use my faith. The supernatural is with me all the time. Greater is he that's in me. Glory. Notice the text. Notice the text. Notice the text. I gotta quit. Notice the text. Glory to God. No, I'm fine. I'm gonna jump. I'm gonna do something up in here. Yeah. Glory. Woo! Glad to see you, girl. Glory. Come on, right back, say glory. Every time you're saying it, now what you're saying? All that God is. Glory. Say it. So the next time the enemy tell you he has you jammed, the next time seem like nothing going to work out, I want you to rap back and say, glory. And point at somebody and tell them it's in there. That, tell them that glory in you. How many glad you come to church this morning? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for his glory. Man and woman start using their faith properly and they get that glory start rising up on the inside of them. And then he said, feed on the strong meat of the word and apply it to your life so that you are walking in obedience to Christ. That's Hebrews 5, 13 and 14. I'm not going there. Hebrews 5, 13 and 14. You got to feed, and the feeding stir that glory up. Can I get you one more?
Yes,
I was going to do it anyway. Moses one time made a cry out to God. And he said to God, show me that glory. Actually, that's the theme for camp meeting. We're going to talk about the glory. We're going to bring the let the glory world come to the arrow. Show me thy glory. The Lord told Moses that time, you can't see all of it now. I'm going to come by you, but hide your face in the cliff, because you'll knock you out. And then when Moses come down, after he saw that part, he had a covering on his face that people couldn't stand to look at it. The glory. I feel the glory coming now. I mean, whew, my goodness. What? What? The glory of this latter house will be greater than the former house. Because I've taken my glory out of earthly tabernacles and put my glory into living tabernacles. So make your heart cry, Lord, show me your glory. See, there's six keys to walking in God's glory. Because when you talk about God manifesting and the supernatural being open, a manifestation of God's power and presence would not somehow fall from the heaven upon you. Turn to 1 Corinthians 3. I'm about to find a jumping off place here. God doesn't make his habitation in buildings. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, let the word speak. And everybody else be solemn. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? See, the Spirit of God and the glory of God is the same thing. See? See, you walk around talking about, I don't know how I'm going to make it. Yeah, why? Why? You're on the outside. God on the inside. God's presence and glory will be manifested within sanctified vessels, within men and women who have yielded themselves fully to him. I mean, you can't be old vagabond and just do all kind of stuff and thank God. Gonna manifest his glory. That's enough. But thank God, gonna manifest his glory. We them seven pockets is something, isn't it? You got them, huh? And then you recognize the day that the glory of God is on the inside of me. Say it, the glory of God. Well, it'd be good to know that. But what is the glory of God? Now I like that unison. But in unison, you can get messed up. I need somebody individually to stand up and tell me. Go ahead, stand up, girl. Stand up. You got your hand up.
His glory is all that he is, all that he has, and all that he can do.
Yes, sir. You sure told me. She sure told me, didn't she? And so that's important for you to understand that, you see. You see. Now you need teaching like this all the time. I want to know what's mine, you know. It's bad to go in the supermarket to pick something up and you don't know what to pick up. You just running up down the aisle with the basket. Finally, the people gonna call the police for you. You a lunatic. You ain't got nothing in the basket. You just up and down the aisle talking about that look good, that look good. You don't know what to get. Because you hadn't cooked the last 20 years. That's why you don't know what to. So I believe that the door of the supernatural has opened over your life, all right? You receive. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. Now it's decision time. Ladies and gentlemen, it's decision time. You don't have more than one life down here to live. Understand me. And you can't be playing checkers with your life, dominoes with your life. You got to recognize that you are a spirit being and you need spiritual helping on your plate. You need a word from the Lord. Many years ago, God called me and placed me in this area and taught my dumb self some stuff in the spirit and showed me my weakness that he could become strong. And there are people in this church have grown and they're blessed and they're fed and maybe God is connecting you to this church. Don't play around at this time.